Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe, joined by Scott Zolak after the Patriots took a drubbing by the Detroit Lions here at Ford Field. So we don't need to get into all the details of everything that happened, but let's just get right to this. What does a game like this, a performance like this, mean? They got blown out here by the Lions 2 years ago in Game 3. What does it mean?
I think whether they win by 34, whether they lose by 34, they'll use it as a teaching tool. And I think it's more, it's going to be geared for the young kids. You know, I mean, for 2 weeks, we've been reading the press clippings about Zach Sudfeld, you know, Tompkins, Dobson, how exciting, you know, Boyce, all these young receivers are. And reason for it. I mean, they've made plays, but it's the first spot where you go on the road, hostile environment, and this is what it's going to be like in Buffalo. So how are these kids going to react? Can't put the ball on the ground. And they got to learn how to play in a dome, too, because I do think the film on the football changes, and that's no excuse why they put it on. Yeah. Brady's in his 14th year. Yeah. He knows how to operate in these conditions. That ball's slick, so they got to be able to protect that a little bit more. But the defense played well early in this game, D'Lo, and that's going to be a story moving forward because we know they're not going to be able to score 35 points every time they take the field. So on those days where the offense is not clicking, can this defense hang? Can it get off the field? Can you limit the opposition to field goals? And that's what happened in this first half. I thought first half defense, fantastic.
Yeah, and it could have been a lot worse score-wise with all the turnovers in the first half. But let's just get back to the offense. You know, without Amendola tonight, and we don't know how long he's going to be out. Perhaps he's back this week. We don't know. Without Gronkowski for the foreseeable future, can Tom Brady and all these young guys, four offensive skill position rookies started tonight, can Tom Brady bring these guys along to where they need to be?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I've total faith in that, the utmost confidence in Kembrell Tompkins is the real deal. Yeah. That's the biggest thing I've taken through three games. The kid gets it. He knows his positioning. He's asking for the football from Mallett on a slant where he cuts it down. Dobson's got to get a little more physical. He's got to fight through press coverage, allow Brady to put the ball, use his size, use his frame. He's more of your downfield guy. And I think Sudfeld will be fine. I mean, they're all human. We've all thrown interceptions. These guys fumble, you know, but you don't fumble here.
All right, well, it probably wasn't a pretty scene at halftime. It probably wasn't a pretty scene after the game, but they move on from here. They get the Giants coming up, roster cuts next week. It's going to be an interesting 10 days here.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and I talked to Bill yesterday. I think, you know, Bill Belichick feels he's got about 85% of his roster set in his mind, and there's about six or eight guys in flux there. So I don't think anybody really played themselves onto the team tonight. I'm sure a bunch of guys played themselves off the football team, and then it's in survival mode for the rest of the five. So I think there's really only four guys fighting for a spot.
I'll tell you what, on a Detroit note, Joseph Fourier, nephew of Christian Fourier.
I like the size.
He may have earned himself a spot.
He's like Zach Sudfeld, you know, those undrafted rookies, and you just go and make a team. There's no pressure on you. You make plays, and that's all he did.
All right.
Nice job by him.
Scott Zolak, nice job by you. We always appreciate it. We'll be back at Gillette Stadium next week against the New York Giants. That's going to wrap it up from Ford Field, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.